This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And have you ever seen the movie, I've already forgotten the name of it, Sunshine?
Yes.
What were your thoughts about it?
This is the space. They're traveling to the sun, right?
Yes, they are traveling to the sun to dump a payload into it, presumed to be nuclear warheads, but I don't think they ever actually specify.
You know, I've seen it once about 3 or 4 years ago, and I actually have it queued up. I just acquired it to watch again because it's a kind of a space horror.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, you got a lot of human element going on. You have a lot of, back and forth between the characters. I seem to remember liking it a whole bunch.
I liked it a whole bunch, too, when I saw it, like, a decade ago. But I rewatched it again last night, and it scares me because the very first thing I noticed about the movie was how racially balanced the cast was. And this is not something that even crossed my mind 10 years ago. But when I watched it last night, that was the first thing that leapt out at me, was that you had an Asian dude.
2007.
An Asian girl, a white dude, a white girl, and a black dude.
And what you're saying is it didn't seem inorganic. It seemed like it just happened that way. And in the case of a lot of movies that are coming out in recent years, it just feels fake.
Well, I don't know if it feels any faker in modern movies than it did in 2007 when Sunshine was made.
Right.
But it's people focusing on these things all over Twitter and Facebook caused me to immediately notice those things when 10 years ago, I never noticed that about the movie.
You know, I just finished Altered Carbon, the second season, yesterday, which is another, it's a sci-fi noir.
Okay.
You know, you get your detective and he's figuring things out. The first season was very well. Like you said, I probably wouldn't have noticed the characters and their skin color and their diversity 10 years ago, but because that's all we deal with these days, it's the first thing I noticed. I'm like, there's an awful lot of the same color person in this show. But I mean, it worked. It's a really good show. I definitely recommend it. But yeah, I think it's sad that that's the first thing that's the first thing we look for.
Yeah, exactly, because it's irrelevant to the plot, it's irrelevant to how good the movie is or anything like that, and it's not something that was true for me when I watched this movie a decade ago, or 12 years ago, or 13 years ago, however long ago it was. There was not something that was even noteworthy. It's like, okay, this is the captain, this is the physicist, this is the doctor. Their racial makeup meant nothing to me, but now it's the main focus.
It's the main focus. That's Hollywood's main focus. And they are
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's Hollywood's main focus, but it's the culture's main focus.
Correct. And they are appeasing the new culture and China.
Yeah.
They're jumping through fiery hoops and whatnot to make sure that they don't get any bad tweets from the warriors out there who sit and they actually do all the calculations. Ah, oh, well, there was only 1% blacks in this new movie that just came out, or there is no representation of intersex. It's like, well, Disney, you're bad. We need to make sure that we crucify you. People, that's all they don't care about the story. They don't care about the plot, good character development. They only care about the numbers, which is sad.
As you pointed out in the second season of this show, whose name I've already forgotten, it's infected you as well, just as it's infected me.
It did.
And that's what's scary. We're being programmed to look for these things that we don't actually care about, presumably.
What we shouldn't care about. It shouldn't even be a consideration. Yeah. We should be only looking for good programs and not the numbers.
it's scary that we can be manipulated, I think, into looking for things that we don't care about simply because everyone else is looking for them and caring about them.
Right.
So anyway, that's not the only issue going on with millennials, apparently.
Yeah, they just can't cut a break, man. They are.
If they're not flipping out on Twitter about the racial makeup of the latest Disney movie, then they're going, I don't know. I don't think you're really insane if you have Alzheimer's, but
it's dementia. It's the brain is falling apart earlier than should. And
evidently this is happening to a lot of millennials.
It's happening. Well, it's not just millennials. It's across the board.
Okay.
The millennials have the most increase in numbers since when this study was done.
Okay.
So, and I did pull that report up as well. This is something that is kind of near and dear to my heart because dementia is on my mother's side of the family. I got heart disease and whatnot on my dad's side. I don't think that's going to be anything I have to worry about.
Okay.
Some of my siblings, maybe. But, dementia is something that, I think about. I've actually changed some of my lifestyle choices. I need to stop drinking as much, but I have cut back a whole bunch. But I mean, I make my own deodorant. I don't cook off of Teflon.
And you keep your house at 50.
And my house is 50. So basically, the whole thing about
taking
cold showers, to liven you up in the morning. I don't need any of that because it's always cold. But anyways, this article is coming from the PhillyVoice.com. Just last week, the number of millennials with early onset Alzheimer's disease is surging, a report finds. Dementia and Alzheimer's disease traditionally have been considered a concern for older generations, but recent spikes in early onset of these conditions in Americans as young as 30 suggests a different story.
Now, I don't know much about Alzheimer's, but it's essentially extreme forgetfulness, right?
It starts off with your memory, and then before you know it, you don't recognize the people around you. You're pooping and peeing on yourself. You can't, it's a slow downward spiral, and it's pretty nasty.
Now, I realize where I'm at and the people with whom I surround myself, but it seems like marijuana could have a lot to play here.
I'm thinking a lot of drugs. In fact, this is going to lead me into another article where I do believe I'm blaming this. I think it is a matter of two very popular drugs, both legal, that I wasn't taking when I was a kid. But a couple of years after, decades following, it became very widely used. And I'll just get to the point. I'm speaking of Ritalin and Adderall.
Marijuana makes people forgetful, though. I've lived that.
Right.
I used to have a terrible memory. You could almost watch my memory go downhill in real time over the course of like 3 or 4 years. But when I stopped smoking, I stopped forgetting basic things.
And
like,
probably started rebuilding some of those burned out brain, your wiring.
And I don't know to what extent, cannabis could actually be responsible for Alzheimer's or anything like that. But if we know that this substance causes short-term, I think, memory loss.
That's the first steps are short-term, and then it becomes long-term.
Is that true for Alzheimer's as well?
I'm not sure. There are different types of dementias. I just found out about another one that I've never heard of before. But yeah, it's basically your brain is deteriorating.
Okay.
So between 2013 and 2017, early onset dementia and Alzheimer's diagnosis increased by 83%. So 4 years there, 83% increase. Among commercially insured Americans aged 30 to 44, according to a report leased by the healthcare insurer. That age group includes the oldest millennials. So millennials if you're born after 83 all the way up to about 95, 97, 96, 97, you're a millennial.
So, it's just weird to me that there are 44-year-old millennials.
That doesn't make sense because I'm 41 and I'm just on the cusp. I'm an Xer.
Slightly different definition of what a millennial is, then?
Maybe. So it should be, I would say, about 38. If you're 38 right now, you're a millennial.
Or younger.
Or younger.
Yeah. I would say 20 to 38.
That sounds about right.
Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. We're going to talk more about Alzheimer's and how it's affecting millennials and what could be the cause, particularly according to an article Kona has brought in, those ADD and ADHD medications. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because they've launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, so finally we have a global trading platform that respects our privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Easily one of my preferred sites for dealing in cryptocurrency. But before we get too deeply into this Alzheimer's article, let's go to the phones. We've got Michael calling from Florida. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good. What's on your mind?
Okay. I want to ask you, what is your opinion about Trump?
I am not a fan.
He's okay. He's a Democrat in sheep/wolf's clothing.
I really don't like Trump at all, but I've already stated that if the Democrats manipulate the primaries for Biden, that I will be voting for him.
Okay, I got another question.
Did you have your finger on the button?
I did, but there is a weird thing going on with the dump button over at GCN.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was ready for that.
We all knew that was coming. Yeah.
Anytime people call before the show starts, it's never a good sign.
But I mean, if you don't, so it sounds like you really like Trump. I mean, instead of telling us to go F off, I mean, maybe tell us why he's such a good president. And maybe we can have a back and forth.
So what was the thing that you said about Sanders and Trump? Because there was some background noise there from the caller that I wasn't quite able to hear.
No, it was about Biden. I loathe Biden, and I've predicted from the very beginning of this contest that the primaries would be rigged to place Biden as the nominee. I predicted this almost a year ago, I guess, at this point, and I said,
but then Bloomberg came up.
Doesn't matter. If Biden gets the nomination, I made the commitment that if Biden gets the nomination, I will vote for Trump out of spite. And I think that it's going to happen.
I think it's more likely that Bloomberg is going to get it.
Watch. You watch. It'll be Biden. I called it a long time ago. It's going to be Biden.
But where does Hillary come into
everything
play?
Everything else is a show.
Well, it's all a show.
Right. But it's a show that's been rigged for Biden for over a year, probably well before that even.
Would you rather that Sanders get the nomination?
And lose, yes.
To Trump?
Yeah.
Okay, so you prefer Trump over them? See, someone asked me today who
I don't know if I prefer Trump over Sanders, but I would like to see a victory over socialism, I guess.
I think
I'd like to see him win and things go badly enough that we never get another socialist candidate again. But I don't know if that would. I think it would be so bad for this country during the time frame that Bernie is president. We would never get another socialist candidate again. But the damage, it would be really. I think it would be bad, very bad during that time period.
If you are like me and think the damage is going to come regardless. Regardless of who is in charge, wouldn't it be nicer just to get it out of the way, get it over with, while we're still young, by the way, and we can handle it?
I guess. It seems like there's going to be a lot more damage, though, from a Sanders. I don't know.
Sanders is any more socialist than Donald Trump, though.
I think he's a lot more.
I think he's a lot more.
But the problem I see, and this is why I always wanted Hillary to get into office. Not because I support her at all, but because she would rally the opposition in the form of, I'm thinking, conservatives and, right-leaning peoples.
Maybe.
She rallied them all the way behind Donald Trump.
Well, now that they have...
I don't know that was a good thing.
No, that's the thing. They have their man now, and now it's all died down. Now it's like nothing ever happened. It's like everything's cush. Look at the stock market. Da 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 da. Look at all the blacks that have jobs now. I mean, it's all these silly numbers.
It's in shambles right now.
So we just got out of a war. I think was it Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, we're not. There's still like 8,000 troops there.
We're out of war with Afghanistan, and the way we're no longer at war in Iraq.
Yeah. We're still there, as in when I say we, I mean our soldiers protecting oil and drugs. And I'm thinking especially opium.
Well, let's get back to the phones. We've got Martin calling from West Virginia. Martin, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I got a question for the EC.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you have your penis removed during surgery?
I did not. I have, in fact, not had surgery. Good question. Thanks for sitting on hold for 23 minutes to ask that. I wish I had your level of boredom in my life.
You didn't even sound drunk.
Why would you wish for that level of boredom?
Because it would mean that I was less busy and I could do things like just sit there on hold for 23 minutes to ask an idiotic question. I am jealous of that level of sloth.
Ignorance is bliss, right?
It is.
Being stupid is, you know, if you don't have to, you're not thinking about all the stuff that's going on out there. Yeah. And you'll probably live longer.
I mean, you got to think about that. At the top of this dude's priority list, right? is sitting on hold for 23 minutes to ask me that. That's amazing. Kudos to you, dude, for a well-lived life.
And thanks for helping us prove that it is, in fact, Free Talk Live, where you can call about whatever you want.
Yeah, but I don't think that he was going to ask anything that was remotely appropriate, so he had to go.
Well, yeah, of course.
Didn't dump him, but
he got to speak. Most radio shows, you would sit on hold for longer than 23 minutes. The call screener would pick up, and you would say, ask you what you were going to ask, and probably dump you off the line, even if you had something that sounded reasonable and in topic with the show. If the call screener just doesn't like the sound of your voice, you're gone.
You know, that brings up a good point, because that's really the Rush Limbaugh formula.
Yeah.
Where he just talks and talks and talks, and the only people he has call in are his sycophants.
Right.
I love listening to you, Rush. And it's like, it's horrible, but he's on his way out. So the question is, unless he remarkably recovers, which, you know, I don't want him to die or anything, but whatever.
It's not that I want him to die. I just don't care if he dies.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, what is next? Who's going to take...
I was suffering from lung cancer, and then I got Alex Jones' Berkey Light water filter.
And I'm, well, actually,
and everything was cured. It was a miracle.
I'm wondering it, because I don't think his competitors are going to be able to pick up the slack. So the question is, what's going to be the next formula? What do people like listening to? Do they like this type of show, where they can just call in and talk about whatever, and we'll let anybody talk? Well, not just the people who agree with us.
Free Talk Live is like 26 and head talkers or whatever it is.
Well, there's good, but
I mean, we're competitors with Russ.
But a lot of people,
we are direct competitors.
They get their radio currently. It's available. Their type of radio is available. What happens when it's not? Where do they turn then? Will they want to come to us, or will they go hit the Laura Ingrams and the Hannitys of the world?
I don't know.
Only time will tell. 855-450-3733. As has been pointed out, you can indeed call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anything can happen, but I wouldn't say inevitable at all. No, I wouldn't say. We've done a good job by doing it and combating it so early. We have the best people in the world, and I think we're getting a lot of credit for having made that early move. So, no, I don't think that's inevitable at all.
President Trump speaking at the White House when asked about if it was inevitable that the coronavirus would make its way across the United States. Reporting continues on this Super Tuesday in more than a dozen states, such as California, Texas, North Carolina, and Virginia. The main two candidates include former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. A down day as the Dow lost 786 points to finish at 25,917. The NASDAQ was down 268 points and the S&P dropped 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have doubts? Well, Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. And with the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. So go to thecfoproject.com, that's CFO-project.com, to get your free copy of his new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project. Again, that's CFO-project.com. Go get your free book today. It's a free book, so have at it. And we're talking about, during the break, we were talking about Super Tuesday, which evidently today is Super Tuesday, which means a lot of Republicans and Democrats are going to be voting, and I don't really care about the entire thing.
Super.
Without any results, they're saying here, at least at the New York Times, that it looks like six states are leaning or probably going Biden as 1-2. Apparently, they're calling it very early for Virginia and North Carolina for Biden. Vermont, they're calling for Sanders without any results, but they're basically saying that it looks like Biden may win six states and Sanders is going to win eight. But
so brokerage convention.
Yeah.
Which, and Bernie's going to fight it.
Sure, and then...
Because he could win the popular vote.
And Bloomberg will probably stick around to fight in a brokered convention as well.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Little shorty. Short Mike.
Well, let's get back to the
shorty
phones.
Shorty McMoneybags.
Yep.
We've got Rick calling from South Carolina. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment about the election. See, I honestly don't really think it matters if Bernie goes up against Trump. I mean, you got the ultimatum either. You're getting an actual Jewish conniving rat versus Trump, who's a paid-out, boughten Jewish shill. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter which one you get when it comes down to it. I mean, they're both Israeli puppets.
Well, we've heard this allegation before. Why do you assert that Trump is an Israeli puppet?
Well, I mean, he's surrounded by Jews. I mean, look at him.
I should
have a good brisket. I don't
know his daughter is, well, his daughter's married into the Jewish family.
Is that it?
I think that's all I know.
Haven't you ever watched the comedy show?
He's surrounded by Jews. He's also surrounded by Jews. He supports
you need to learn to laugh more.
Oh, good point. We're talking about Bloomberg just now.
You learned world history, bud.
What's that?
Holocaust is a lie. The Holocaust is a lie. Hitler did nothing wrong. The Holocaust is a lie. NSM88.org.
Yeah.
It sounds like you like short little guys like that with the little mustache.
All of the evidence, kind of disagrees. The Holocaust is a lie doesn't even make sense grammatically. But, yeah, the Holocaust, is sad to say, was a thing that actually happened. So, sorry to burst your bubble.
Maybe Hitler wasn't real. That's what they're trying to say, I think. Right?
Hitler wasn't...
They're saying that there were no Nazis, that this never happened, right? So they don't believe... This guy was clearly trying to tell us that he doesn't believe in Nazis, that he's very pro... being not racist because Nazis never existed. He's so open-minded culturally that he doesn't believe that the Nazis ever even existed. That's how open-minded culturally this guy is.
I hope to never be so open-minded.
Colorblind. Perfect.
So, let's carry on. We've got John calling from Kentucky. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
I want to ask you, what is your opinion on Bernie Sanders? Do you like Bernie Sanders?
Not particularly.
No.
Who is your favorite person?
Who is your favorite person?
You mean for the you mean for the 2020 presidential
election? For the 2020 election, who is your favorite person?
Verma Supreme.
I'm vote what?
A for effort. Way to let me plug Verma Supreme.
Where are these people coming from?
Who knows, man? Well, Cantwell is in jail, so he can't do his show.
Was he even doing a show up until just recently?
Yeah.
I guess that makes
sense. He was doing two shows.
I guess that makes sense.
And so, I mean, there is known associations between Christopher Cantwell and hosts of Free Talk Live, so... Plus, man, the Nazis, they're so stupid. You know, if you say something, I'm sorry, but they are. If you say something like that, your call is immediately going to get dropped and dumped, and you're never going to make it onto the airwaves. If you want to get your ideas across, however repugnant they may be, you have to at least keep it clean and be able to carry on a dialogue. And what's unfortunate about these people is that 9 times out of 10, they're incapable of doing that, as we've seen repeatedly. We have had these Nazi callers call in and actually carry on conversations with us. Yep. They say ridiculous things, but they actually say things that have meaning. So let's get back to the story about Alzheimer's, because I wish I could forget the last 20 minutes.
We could get over it. So, first of all, let's define.
Joe Biden probably has it.
Biden definitely has some sort of dementia.
Would you like to stroke my leg hair?
It's not just that. He doesn't know what state he's in. He doesn't know what day it is.
The comments that,
Was it Biden who said that he was in Vermont when he was here in Keene?
He says that in every state.
Yeah.
He's in the wrong state. Every state he's been in the wrong state.
Vermont and Keene are 12 feet apart.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, in one election he was congratulating the win for Barack America.
He thinks he's running for Senate. He said that multiple times.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where he's at. It's really sad. Let the guy go out the pasture and just die. Because this is senior abuse. I mean, it truly is.
Not to mention the laws that this guy has written are, I mean, he's really messed up. He's really sick. That's why I don't want him in office, is because one of the things that he's responsible for was the Rave Act.
Right? When was that?
That was in 2001. He was sponsoring this legislation, writing this legislation that was, you know, he's very anti-drugs. And he basically said, look, if you can't get him on the drugs, just make something up. He said this in a congressional session. He said, just make stuff up. Get them on something else.
And is he still against marijuana in 2020?
Oh, he's against everything still. He's, you know, hey, man, come on, man. These drug dealers, they just need new products. They're looking for new products like anybody else, like brokers on Wall Street.
If they had leg hairs like me and little kids around, they'd be all right. They wouldn't have to sell drugs. They could just be lifeguards.
Oh, my God.
So what is the qualitative difference between Bloomberg and Joe Biden?
Bloomberg has money.
Yeah.
And he's trying to buy an election, which is interesting.
Yeah. Does Biden not? I mean, they all buy.
They're both authoritarians.
Bloomberg is actually a businessman. I don't know that he's the best one out there, but he's got a lot of money, so he's done something right. And also, everyone hates him because he's all misogynistic and, actually, that's about it. And he's short. Oh, he's really short.
I still think it's funny that...
he also calls trans people it.
That they're completely ignoring the fact that Tulsi Gabbard is still in the race.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that, though.
They're like, we're going to rig it. You're not even invited to the next debate.
I was surprised Pete gave up. Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
I thought
it's because it's, dude, that was part of the rigging. Yeah. Buttigieg and Klobuchar and...
Yeah, but they can't both be Biden's vice president.
They don't need to be.
Yeah, they need
They're just allies in the establishment arena.
I thought when Klobuchar dropped out, I'm like, all right, she's going to be vying for the vice presidential position.
See, what they're hoping for now.
And then Poot dropped out, and I'm like, oh, crap.
What they're hoping for now is that no one has a clear lead when they go to it, so they have to go to a second round, so that
correct.
All of the establishment candidate voters can pick.
But Poot would have had a chance. He would have had a chance if he had stayed in. Maybe.
Mm.
More than Biden?
Not,
I don't know.
Not the way it's looking today.
Oh, in Virginia, you're right about that.
And North Carolina and a lot of other places as well.
855-450-3733.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And you know, the Edge wallet is the mobile wallet that I use for storing and using my cryptocurrencies. It also supports buying and selling cryptocurrencies, but you don't want to do that. Just use it to trade and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user controlled. It's your money at all times. Supporting Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Being built since 2014 by a veteran team with a tagline of Secure Your Freedom. You can find out more about it at edge.app. Again, that's edge.app. Or just download it directly from the Google Play or iOS stores, because it's one of, if not the best, most user-friendly cryptocurrency wallet out there. Anyway, before we get back into this article about Alzheimer's, let's go to the phones. We've got John calling from Canada. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I heard the promo that you guys had to move to Keene and all that. I'm trying to figure out what is actually going on there. Why would I move there and whatnot?
Well, it's considered the crypto mecca by certain circles. If you are into cryptocurrency, you will find more cryptocurrency accepting businesses per capita here than I think anywhere else in the world. Of course, that is per capita. There's some echo going on there, John. There is a list of 100 reasons to move to Keene that you can find on the Free Keene website. That's free, F-R-E-E, Keene, K-E-E-N-E.com. I would recommend looking there. It's a cool, quaint community with a college town, so it's got lots of bars.
We have a state college and a community college, which, by the way, just shut down today because of, guess what? Coronavirus.
Really? They shut down?
The Amherst one shut down first, and then it's come to Keene as well because of one professor.
So
who's
come to Keene, but not right away.
It's not a big deal. If you're young and you wash your hands, you'll be just fine. It's a low population. It's about 23,000. The taxes aren't the best, but there are surrounding towns. There's some really nice surrounding towns around Keene, so you could basically use the amenities here in Keene and live out in one of the surrounding towns and have yourself some property and have yourself a little urban garden or whatever. As far as taxes are concerned, it's not that great. But
well, I mean, taxes are everywhere.
Yeah, but a lot of people just look at the property tax, and that's all they consider. New Hampshire, in general, is one of the lowest. I think it's like the third or fourth lowest in the country. I don't know what you're dealing with up there in Canada, if that's where you're coming from, but it's actually significantly lower here in this state than it is elsewhere. Vermont, for example, is not low at all. Everything's taxed over there.
Interesting. So, evidently, it is on the freekeen.com website. Reasons-to-move-to-Keene. I said that very poorly. It's reasons to move to Keene, all separated by hyphens. You can find it at the freekeen.com website. There's been a lot of political successes. The cops here are about as well-behaved and friendly as you can hope to find from people who like are paid mercenaries acting to enforce the will of the state.
It's magical how human beings will settle down and be more civil when they think that their actions might get out there and people might actually see them shooting dogs or kicking down doors. They're a lot less likely to do those types of things if they know they'll be on YouTube that night.
Yes, and they know they will be here in Keene.
And if it's not actually happening to us, people will contact us.
Yeah.
And they'll ask, especially they'll usually go straight to Mr. Freeman, but he's a reporter in his own right. He will usually go out there and check on things, and you might just your issues with the state with the city or the state are going to be readily available to anyone who is interested in this type of material. It'll be right out there. And so, human beings are a lot, when it's a meritocracy here for real. What do you think, Mr. Canada?
I have him on hold because of the feedback. Hold on one moment. John?
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you just fine.
Oh, cool. So you guys are suggesting that just your monitoring of the police has created some change in the police culture there?
Absolutely.
They are a lot more civil. I imagine you have your own life experience of it, but I mean, is there a real way to log that, or is that just a general?
It's my general opinion dealing with the cops in other states and dealing with them here in this state.
Yeah, there's lots of videos of police encounters in Keene as well that you can find on YouTube. You can also find the 101 Reasons film on YouTube, which is more geared towards the Free State Project. If you've not heard of the Free State Project, it is a migratory movement to move
to
the state of New Hampshire, not just Keene, but to the state in general, that is already underway with, 4,000, 5,000 people have already moved, supposedly?
Yeah, and there are other communities who handle things a little differently. You definitely have your politicos, usually over in the Manchester-Concord area.
Yeah, but it's worth pointing out that the ad he was talking about wasn't promoting the Free State Project. It was specifically move to Keene.
But I mean, I want the man to move here, period. If he is a man, if you lean towards liberty and you just think Keene's a little too, Democrat for you, a little left leaning,
there are other options. Likely to get arrested by the police who are not accountable, thrown into Valley Street, beaten. Manchester's jail is so bad that the superintendent of the jail was recently in the news saying something like, yeah, but inmates are no longer complaining about getting dragged around by their hair and beaten. So, I mean, things have improved. Like, dude, that's a really low bar.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Keene jail here is typically called the Cheshire County Spiritual Retreat because it's one of the nicer jails that you can involuntarily spend your time in.
Which, by the way, they can't keep filled with our own people here in this area. We ship them in all over the state because we have room for them.
Well, the state ships them in.
Yes.
I don't ship them in.
No, well, the state ships them in and the jail gets money for it. So they're
just
fine.
And I'm not a fan of that.
And I'm not as either.
But, I mean, it's better to ship them there, I guess, than Valley Street.
Yes.
In Manchester. Or to the state penitentiary in Concord, I think. But, yeah, the police here, I mean, the Cop Block, I don't know if it was founded here, but the people who founded Cop Block have certainly lived here.
Mm-hmm.
The Keene Cop Block group has kind of died down a bit, but the cops are still 100% used to being on camera. They don't even think anything about it anymore, where you have police in some jurisdictions who will attempt to arrest you for trying to video them. And who will make up lies, saying, no, you don't have my permission to video me. You can't stand here videotaping this or recording this. You don't have any of that crap here in Keene.
Yeah, they definitely believe they have rights that the rest of us sheep don't.
And it's also a college town, which means that our cops are just inherently less likely to shoot people because mommy and daddy have money, and they will sue the city of Keene into oblivion if the Keene PD shoots their little Charlie because Charlie was smoking a joint out on the sidewalk. So there are all sorts of reasons, but it's also a cool place. There's lots to see and do. I mean, it mostly bars, but
there are a lot of bars.
Some of them take cryptocurrency. So there's also that.
Yeah, check out the 101 Reasons film. It's got a lot in there. Sure.
Yeah, by far, I think the best reason, though, is the cryptocurrency. I mean, I went to a store today. I bought this Monster using Bitcoin Cash. I bought my cigarettes today using Bitcoin Cash. I try to hit all of the cryptocurrency accepting businesses here at least once a week, and there are almost too many to work into every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually end up skipping Thirsty Owl, but I know plenty of other people go there. So getting to the story about Alzheimer's and millennials, finally.
All right, first of all, we need to define...
John, thank you so much for the call. Always great to talk about reasons to move to Keene.
Let us first... No, not dementia. We wanted to find Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's disease is an irreversible, progressive brain disorder that slowly destroys memory and thinking skills and eventually the ability to carry out the simplest tasks. And most people, the disease, though with late onset type symptoms, first appear in their mid-60s. Early onset Alzheimer's, which is what we're talking about this evening, occurs between a person 30s and mid-60s and is very rare, but it's not as rare as it was 4 years ago. Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia among older adults, and it's rising.
So Alzheimer's causes dementia?
It is a dementia where your brain slowly deteriorates.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
You can be the smartest person in the room on the topic of the Constitution if you watch this free webinar. Liberty First University is online training on the principles of liberty and the origin, proper application, and defense of our founding documents and the principles they contain. You will receive an education worthy of the highest institutions of learning, as if the founders were teaching it. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.